Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. How's your spiritual battery this morning? Are you on full? You ready to go? Maybe not. Any chance it's on low? Are you going on fumes? Let me try to explain what happened in the gospel today. Nicodemus was going on fumes. His battery was low. Wasn't even registering. And he knew it. He was a rich, powerful, influential leader in his community. Member of the Sanhedrin, an exclusive group of leaders that influenced both law as well as religion. People went to him for answers. And he finally got to the point there were no answers within him. Did you catch that? We can't give to others those things we do not have ourselves. It was a dilemma. And yet he had a reputation in his community. He couldn't be seen with Jesus. Conversation about how to get rid of Jesus already. So he went in night because he was terrified. He didn't want to be seen. You know, when we're at our lowest points in life, we don't want to be seen, do we? I'll just stay home. When there's a spiritual crisis of whatever kind that is happening to us, and it happens to all of us, we hide. Nicodemus decided that he had one last shot and he was going to see Jesus. And he was going to have a conversation and he was going to ask him, what's the secret to embracing the kingdom? Now, it depends if you're Roman Catholic, Anglican, Pentecostal, Baptist, or Lutheran, how you address this issue. Because, my dear friends, this morning we're going to talk about getting y'all born again. That's what I was afraid of. Because if you're Roman Catholic, Anglican, sometimes Lutheran, and somebody talks about being born again, it sounds a little like this. With a stiff upper lip and a bit of an English tone, born again. Oh, that might have been too loud. What we don't understand is necessarily the original Greek and Hebrew. What did it mean? Some people thought it meant running up and down the front aisle, hands raised. I'm better now. Don't put me in jail for what I just did. It's not what it means. It's spiritual transformation. And it is a washing away, a cleansing of spiritual debris. It's like washing away all the yuck and the muck of the soul and beginning fresh. In other words, in many ways, we are born anew, born from above on a regular basis by choice. Nicodemus has this conversation with Jesus, and we really wonder where it's going because it's divided into three parts. First, Nick gets to share his pain. Second, Jesus listens and tries to offer some suggestions. And third, he offers some critique of Nicodemus. You and I are to follow Jesus' example in two out of three ways. First of all, if somebody comes to us in crisis, it's absolutely essential that we listen. Now, for the comfort of the men in this room, I need you to know, guys, this is not a natural state for you. I'm not being sarcastic. Men, you need to know, men, that listening is a learned skill. And I was recently informed by somebody you all know real well that I'm still learning. That's what I was told. Still learning. I have a time limit. Men won't tell you this, but they do. They have a time limit. It all starts by you saying, I want to talk to you about something, and them doing this. Go. Can't do it that way. Need to be able to sit there and really hear what's being said. I think women are better at this in general than men are. The second step that I think is absolutely is if you're going to offer some feedback, don't give them one answer. Give them a variety of possibilities. Now, this means that you don't get your way, they don't get their way, but there might be a way. Did you hear that? And Jesus tried to give Nicodemus a way because Nicodemus was functioning in integrity and honor. He was being transparent and honest. He was in crisis, and he needed to be comforted. He also needed to be challenged. And how do we know that Jesus hit the mark? Not because there was instant results. Do you know that there are members of your family, people you love, that do not respond instantly to stimulus? That sometimes they need to go away for a little while. Sometimes it's 12 to 15 years. But you know you hit the mark because at one point or another, praise God, somebody comes along and you can see their eyes are opened and they're alert and focused and they've heard what has been said and the Holy Spirit has moved through them afresh. They got it. Well, we know this because Nicodemus was one of the people that helped bury Jesus. Did you know that? That many years later, he came back. He was part of the inner circle. You don't get invited to prepare a body because you were walking by and saw somebody. He had been on a long journey, a search and rescue for his own soul. And my dear friends, no matter how long you've been sitting in a pew, there's a pretty good chance that you will be on a search and rescue for your own soul many times. Be comforted in that. Be comforted that God has showed up before and God will show up again. Today's the day, in your own spirit, to be able to say, I don't mind being compared to Nicodemus. Because he was intentional about searching a better way. He was in search of a better relationship with God. And he wanted to understand more than he did. And my dear friends, that's what we are all called to do and be. Amen.